My ass is, well, it's more of a booty than a backside, if you know what I mean. Classic bubble butt. I hate it, by the way. All the catcalls and the whistles and the sucking noises. Guys that walk behind me down the street saying filthy things under their breath. Please. How would they like it if a strange woman walked behind them muttering, "Oh, baby, I need your big cock." What am I thinking? Oh, God, they'd probably make it their ringtone. But then you started coming into my bakery, Little Tart. And my attitude about my ass is starting to change. You took a pecan tassy off the tray I was shelving and ate it in two bites. You didn't take your eyes off me, and I let you have it. "The samples," I said pointedly, "are over there." "Yes, ma'am," you said, and winked. You winked? Was I a joke to you? I gave you a glare that should have made you burst into flames right there, but no. You just dropped a 20 on the counter, turned and ambled out, tossing "keep the change" over your shoulder. You were gone, out the door, and back to the auto repair shop across the street where you work, in two strides of those battered boots. I've had my eye on you. I've seen tired, beat-up, worn-out cars pull in, one tick of the odometer away from being a clunker, and leave just days later, restored, peppy, engine purring, because you are that good at your job. But now I was mad as a hornet. I didn't stare at your ass because it was so fine. Mm-mm. I was making sure it was walking away. How dare you snitch pecan pastry from under my nose and then ignore me? True. I haven't been looking in the mirror much. I've been busting my ass. Yeah, the same big round ass I mentioned earlier. To get my own place up and running. I'm a woman on a mission. My goal is to make the most buttery, flaky crust and the most delectable filling you ever put in your mouth. Profits are going to have to come later. Right now, I'm focused on making sure that the deliciousness of my pies will bring you back over and over again. I want your mouth to water at the memory. I want you craving another taste. I don't just want customers, I want repeat customers. And that means I have to be on top of my game every morning at 4 a.m. when I fire up the oven, not thinking about some mechanic staring at my ass. But, you know, truth is the oven wasn't the only thing getting fired up. The next day, you swung through the door and, oh, I was ready. "See anything you like?" Huh. The amused look you gave me and that smile, more of a twitch, really, of one corner of your mouth. "Yes, ma'am, I do," you said, looking in my eyes and pointing to the apple cherry hand pie display. "How many would you like?" You held up two fingers. Now your eyes were traveling from my eyes to my mouth, which I shut when I realized I was staring at you again. Like my dog looks at her dinner bowl. Jeez. You skipped down to my breasts, past my waist, and paused right on that spot where my pussy clenched behind my apron. And then back up, double quick, like I wouldn't catch you looking. "That will be $4, and you don't owe me anything today. You have a credit from yesterday," I announced. I might have sounded a little snippy. Okay, maybe stuck up, but damn it, you dinged my pride. I gave you your white sack of pastry goodness and got that quirky lip again, but you didn't move until I turned around to pull a tray off the rolling cart. I could see behind me in the mirror, and yep, your eyes shot right to my ass, like it was a magnet and your eyes were made of iron. And then you sauntered off. Again. You were back the next day as soon as I flipped the sign to open for the lemon meringue. Day after that, banana cream. Day after that, back to apple, then pumpkin spice, then blueberry crumble, and yesterday, dark Oaxacan chocolate with whipped cream. I warned you. Watch out, that one's got a little heat under the cream, cinnamon and cayenne pepper. It's spicy. No worries, you said. I like it hot. When you scooped out a glob of filling and sucked it off your thumb, I thought my knees were going to buckle. You're seriously screwing with my focus. Instead of thinking up new flavor profiles or tweaking the presentation in the pastry case, I'm thinking about your hands, your mouth, the way you walk, the way you'd feel pressed up against me, deep inside me. Because when you look at my ass, it's different from how I look at it. You look like you're mesmerized. You'd let your eyes linger if you could, and they're tender and hungry and restless and eager, almost ambitious. Like there are so many things you want to do to my ass, you can't decide where to start. I'm kind of baffled. I mean, it's just another ass. The world is full of them. There's another one every time you turn around. I don't get it. Don't men go for tits and girls that are pampered and pretty? Not someone like me. Average looks, average height. Sweet rack. Nice waist. But, yeah, that booty. Hey, I'm not just the baker. I'm quality control. Priorities. My working clothes are yoga pants because comfort is queen for me. And my white chef's apron over whatever t-shirt is clean enough to wear. The hours I'm putting in, I have no time for laundry, let alone makeup and fussing with my hair. When I look in the mirror, I see a reasonably attractive woman who maybe looks a little tired and my feet hurt and my cute, messy top knot is a straggly wreck by the end of the day. But I mean, what does he see in me? That got me curious. That night, last night, when I went to bed, I was so tired. I was too tired to sleep. I was thinking about the cost-benefit factor of adding a lullaberry to the pie rotation and, well, the way you look at me. My hands were stroking my thighs before I knew it. I was too tired to think, but not too tired to touch myself. As soon as my fingers dipped into my pussy, a fantasy fired up. And they were your thumbs pulling me open, your breath on my pussy, your mouth kissing and nibbling my ass cheeks, your hands shaping and stroking and gripping tight. And the next thing I knew, I was panting and groaning and making long, firm strokes on the white cotton panties over my pussy lips until my hips pushed up. I yanked the gusset of my panties aside. I sucked my fingers into my mouth and slid them in and out of my pussy, making that perfect wetness to glide over my clit. But in my mind, they were your fingers driving me. Your hands so deft, your touch so sure, making me hotter and wetter and wilder with every stroke. I'm moving my hand faster and faster, chasing the heat. And all the while, in my mind, I was being sucked and fucked and held and taken apart and ravaged by your hands and mouth and voice while my fingers were flying. And I was arching and writhing and moaning your name. My hands on my pussy, the fantasy of you wrecking me with your mouth and cock. One was a spark, the other was oxygen, and I was burning, burning, burning down my spine, driving myself closer to the edge until that moment when I imagined, oh God, I imagined you telling me you're coming for me and to come for you, and I launched into electrifying pleasure, the kind that, oh, that rings me out so thoroughly. My legs shake and my ears ring, and the bliss of fucking pure bliss. And that's when I realized it was time to do something about this, the distraction. Oh God, the temptation. Oh, this man. today. And today I'm ready for you. This morning I scrub myself in the shower until I'm pink and glowing. I smooth on lotion until every inch of my soft skin gleams. I fire up the oven like always. Roll out the dough, stir up the filling. I slide the trays into the oven and set the timers. Then I take my hair down, clean and shining like silk, and tie it back with a blue ribbon. I hoist the girls into a lacy demi-bra, frilly as a cupcake holder. And they are pretty and plumped up right on the edge of spilling out. I slip into my blue cotton sundress, the one that shows so much skin I'm nervous about wearing it, so it stays in the back of my closet. The skirt is short, the top is low. I am not playing. I don't wear perfume because I always smell like pies, but what man doesn't like that? For a little insurance, I dab some vanilla behind my ears. Then I take off my apron, hang it on the hook beside the shelf of rolling pins, flip the sign on the shop door to open, and wait. Just 5 minutes later, like every other morning, in you come, always the first to arrive. I make eye contact, and I do not waver. I'm direct when I need to be. You stop dead in your tracks and stare at me. You're screwing with my productivity, I share. And I've been thinking about the best way to handle this little problem. You do not move. It's not little, you say. I consider the bulge behind your fly and nod. Fair point. I've come up with a solution. Yeah, you say, still by the door. This is not going according to plan. I've got something special I'd like for you to try. You don't budge. You just keep staring. My come-and-get-me getup is not having the desired effect. Desperate times require desperate measures. I turn and bend over to pull a tray of mini custard pies that I do not need from the bottom rack. I fold myself in half, like a down dog yoga pose, but without the dog. All about the pussy. Predictably, you ignore my breasts, threatening to spill out of my dress and stare straight at my ass. This is the money shot, so I shimmy just a smidge. It makes the edge of my skirt flutter and my ass jiggle. I hope you'll notice I have no panties on, or maybe you'll catch my glistening pussy lips. Hell yeah, I'm turned on. You're all I've been thinking about for a week. You stay where you are. I straighten up and put my hands on my hips. Want to come and see what I've got? It's in the back. You don't take your eyes off me, but you reach behind yourself and flip the open sign to closed. Fucking finally, I say. And the next thing I know, you're across the room, vaulting the counter and walking me backward with your tongue in my mouth and your hands on my ass, pushing us both through the swinging door to the kitchen. Oh, we are kissing and kissing, and I am humping your thigh and moaning, and you mutter, now, here. I'm too riled up, too aroused, too far gone to speak. I nod, and you say, hold still. You run your hands down my back from my shoulder to my ass and you squeeze. Oh, your touch smooths me out inside like a steam iron over wrinkled linen. You step behind me and kiss the curve where my neck meets my shoulder and whisper, bend over. Your warm breath on my ear and the sound of your voice makes my clit flutter. One hand on the small of my back, one hand between my shoulder blades, the pressure so light I barely feel it over the flare of heat in my pussy. I grope for support and I find the edge of the big steel sink. You slide your hands down my thighs to my calves and back up as you slowly kneel. God, your ass. I really like this ass, baby, is the last thing you say before your tongue is tracing the seam of my pussy lips. Oh, God, you kiss my pussy like it's my mouth. A wet, lush, dirty use of your tongue until my knees start to shake. your arms press down the outside of my thighs, and your hands push and smooth and grip my ass, holding me open for your mouth. You suck my clit with rhythmic pulses and pulls, and then you flick it. You flick it with the tip of your tongue, and I, oh God, I fucking lose my mind. And I say yes, and you stand up behind me, and I say yes, and you say lean over more, yes, oh, and I hear your belt and your zipper, yes, and yes, I grab my ankles and you rub the tip of your cock along my slit, yes, and I sob, please, please, yes, and you're inside me, and holding on to my ass with a grip so, so fucking tight. Yes, I don't waver while you fuck me deep from behind. Just like that. Just like that. Yes, just like I need. Just like I want. Yes. And when, oh God, when you say, come for me, I fucking explode. And I, yes. Yes. And I see stars. Oh, God. Oh. It sounds fast, but it feels endless. It could take forever, and I would not be complaining. Yes. It's that good. Yes. Oh. You catch me around the waist before I topple over, and we sink down to the floor in each other's arms. And we are smiling and breathing hard and kissing, still stealing little tastes. And then the timer dings. So I clean myself up quickly, wash my hands thoroughly, and pull the trays out of the oven. You help. You're good with a rack. You understand precision timing. I guess it goes with your job. You order a dozen hand pies for the other gearheads at your shop. I pack them carefully. All the best ones in a kind of post-erotic, well-fucked, lust-drunk days. And now, you're talking. You say, I know you get up at an ungodly hour, and the night on the town would probably be your idea of torture. So, why don't I bring you lunch tomorrow? You're closed Sunday. So that's when we'll do this right. Yes, I agree. While you tell me our plans, and you kiss me like you're home. And you know, maybe you are.